For today's GeoQuiz, picture a crackling fire. Long ago, our human ancestors lived in caves. There's one cave in particular that we want your help locating. It's called Vunderwerk Cave, and archaeologists have found in it evidence of how and when early humans used fire. Scientists say it looks like our ancestors may have cooked food in the cave long before matches or Weber grills came along. We'll hear more about the discovery in a minute, but first we want you to tell us the name of the province where the cave is located. It's in South Africa, and it's the largest and most sparsely populated province in the country. It's got a long Atlantic coastline, and the cave we're talking about is nestled in the Kuruman Hills. We'll look at what scientists found in the cave and reveal the answer in just about a minute. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, South Africa's Northern Cape Province, is the answer to our GeoQuiz. That's where archaeologists have made a discovery about the early use of fire. It's well known that our ancestors used fire to ward off predators, provide warmth, and cook food. But exactly when they started doing this is a matter of debate. A new study by an international team of scientists may push back the dawn of fire by hundreds of thousands of years. And that finding supports a provocative theory about the role cooking may have played in human evolution. The World's Ritu Chatterjee has a story.
The theory about cooking in human evolution was proposed by Richard Wrangham. He's an anthropologist at Harvard University and author of the 2009 book Catching Fire: How Cooking Made Us Human. Wrangham says fire and cooked food shaped not just human culture, but human bodies. Take, for example, the size of the human gut.
Our intestines are simply about two-thirds or less of the size that they would be in a great ape.
He says we evolved smaller guts than other apes because we digest cooked food, which takes less work than digesting raw food. We also have smaller teeth than our primate cousins.
Because small teeth are associated with soft food, and cooking softens food.
Wrangham believes cooking also gave us the calories to evolve bigger brains. He contends these changes occurred well before modern humans or Homo sapiens came into the picture. He argues an early human ancestor, Homo erectus, was already using fire to cook food. The species first evolved nearly 2 million years ago, but strong archaeological evidence of the use of fire went back only 400,000 years, until now. The new study published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences suggests that fire may indeed have been used by our ancestor Homo erectus. The evidence comes from million-year-old remains in Vunderwerk Cave in South Africa. Study author Francesco Berna of Boston University holds up small plastic bags containing fragments of animal bones found in the cave.
Here you have the bones, 1 million years old bones, that are gray because of due to the heat.
The heat of a fire, that is. Berna confirmed that the bones were burned by using a technique called infrared spectroscopy.
Because with infrared spectroscopy, the transformation of bone mineral that occurs when it's heated above generally 400, 500 degrees shows up very well and unequivocally.
Berna also found evidence of heating in the sediments in that part of the cave. Berna's colleague Paul Goldberg, also at Boston University, further scrutinized the sediments in the cave using a special microscope. Goldberg sticks a slide under the microscope and shows me what they found.
What you'll see is white patches of stuff, which are the pieces of ashes.
He doesn't believe that the ashes came from a wildfire because they were too deep inside the cave. The ashes and bones were also associated with stone tools. And these were all found through several vertical layers, suggesting repeated fires. Now, the results don't prove that our ancestors were cooking their food a million years ago. After all, they could have dumped the bones in the fire after eating raw meat. But Harvard University's Richard Wrangham says the study does offer the first conclusive evidence that human ancestors were controlling fire back then.
For me, that is very significant, because once you control fire, I think that it would be only a very short time before cooking became a regular practice.
He says the study also shows the value of this kind of microscopic analysis to find evidence of ancient fires. He hopes scientists will use the technique at other sites where early humans were known to live. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.